I'm with John Gold. John, what an evening for Nantwich Town.
Oh, it's what you do this for, isn't it? For, you know, the supporters and all the people, everybody at the club. You know, if this is one of the historic nights in the history of Nantwich Town. You know, it evokes memories of the bars run all those years ago, which of course was at a lower level. And it shows how far the club's moved on, that we're now in the trophy and competing in the last eight of the trophy against, when you see the big clubs, the next league clubs that are in that, and we're there, little Nantwich in the last eight. It's incredible.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, and to see the supporters, you know, they've turned out in force tonight on a Tuesday. They've seen a stunning game of football. It was some great football played tonight. A very tight game between two close teams, and it was just amazing to be part of the crowd here tonight. It was great.
Over 500 through the gate tonight, as you say, on a cold Tuesday night. Quality football. Dover in the next round. I mean, how far can Nantwich go in this competition?
I mean, tonight there was two great teams. Stourbridge played great football. We played great football tonight. It was played in the right spirit. You know, we've not obviously seen a lot of Dover, but they were obviously formidable opposition. But having said that, Stourbridge have already beaten them this season in the FA Cup, you know? And that was a shock. They obviously play two leagues higher than us, so it's going to be a tough contest, but they won't like coming here. And we've got some good tips off the Stourbridge supporters and board, so we'll be prepared. It'll be great.
The winning goal from Steve Jones. What can you say about Jonah?
Well, turns back the clock and he's 39 years of age, and you know, you see the pace he brought into it when he came on today, and that quality of all his years of experience on the international stage and in the league, it shows, you know. And I was a bit concerned the first one because he did all the hard work for the first one.
He doesn't normally score headers
because he's the smallest man on the pitch, but he scored a great goal, so it's tremendous. Yeah,
that's 96 goals this season in all competitions, which is phenomenal. It's got to be, I would have thought it's a record at this
stage. It is for the club. Yeah, we've never ever scored that many goals. And, you know, we scored three on Saturday, but it's dried up a bit of late. And this was a very tough game tonight, but hopefully we're back to scoring now. The confidence is back in the team. We've had a little dip. But, you know, I urge the town to get behind the team and come and see some quality football down at the Weaver Stadium.
And not just the front line, but defensively. I thought Moran and Harrison at the back today were absolutely... When you're playing against Carl Hawley, he's ex-Carlisle United, his second top scorer in the league, he scored 18 this season. But Moran and Harrison were really on it, weren't they?
Well, Carl Hawley, you know, his reputation in this league is incredible. He's like Steve Jones, you know, he's got the... You know, he's getting on a little bit now, but his experience and his skill is there for all to see.
He nearly scored a world.
He nearly scored a world beater game. You know, I think the wind may have just taken over. Thank God it did. But, you know,
that was blown it over, wasn't it, John?
He turned his man there, and that shows you the quality Carl's got. But John Moran and Ben Harrison as a pairing are coming together, and, you know, they're as good a probably central pairing as there is in the league. They're tremendous. They never put a foot wrong tonight.
Yeah. How proud are you of Phil, the management team, the players, everything, the community, because it's all about the community.
It's all about the community in the town, and Phil and the management team. It was a long-term vision of ours, as you know, and it's put the soul back in the club, and they are the club. You know, Phil won everything with the club. He won the FA bars and two promotions, and he's instilling that feel-good factor into the club. And, you know, the part that Danny, Neil Sorvell and Phil are playing in galvanising the community is incredible. It's great to see the kids here. It's great to see the crowds coming back to the Weaver to see great football and great nights like tonight. And, you know, I'd like to thank Stourbridge for the part they played in this, because I was just talking to their chairman, and they've had a magnificent season. Magnificent. They're doing great in the league like we are. They've had a great run in the FA Cup. They too were in the last 16 of the FA Trophy. And for clubs like Stourbridge and Nantwich, that's unheard of, to be in the last 16 of the FA Trophy. So it's tremendous for clubs, and it's a great advert for the Evo-Stick Premier Division for clubs like, you know, it's a shame that, you know, the two clubs left in it from the Evo-Stick Premier
Drew,
had to meet,
yeah,
because it will be great for them both, and only one could go through. So it's amazing.
And that's a great point. I think one other thing just to add to that on the Evo-Stick Northern Premier League, it's great that all the other clubs in the Evo-Stick have been tweeting both clubs, wishing them all the best in this
Absolutely,
game.
Absolutely, because it's got that's the camaraderie that there is in this league. You know, we're all volunteers. The supporters come here because they like this football. They go to Stourbridge because they like, you know, non-league football played in the right spirit and manner, and and we've seen all that tonight. And it's great the support we've had from other clubs in our league, willing us to go on and get in that last eight. And it's just fantastic we were able to do it for the town and for the league. Yeah. And we look forward to a week on Saturday. And, we, you know, we want a big crowd. We want the whole town to get behind the team and get down to the Weaver Stadium.
Absolutely. No, brilliant, brilliant evening. Go and enjoy your beer. It's been a great night for Nantwich Town.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, mate.
Cheers.